Shir Lama Dalam Sukkah, Chav Zayin Kislev Etav Shemem Av, December 4th, 1980, on Tuesday. Your Lama Tessin Sukkah, Chaf Gimel Teves, Heitov Shimem Aleph, December 30th, 1980, on Tuesday.
Now, we have to go over the Balamoy and the Heimweg and the Rambam.
It's a very complicated situation. Just briefly, for the benefit of those who are not here, just a few minutes, I just want to mention. I mean, Tesis here says, I think of now, here is our sovereign in Aham. So, Kosim Vichim is again, what the Torah, here is our sovereign in Aham, we tachteo, tachteo in Kleanesha, so, I have a hamps on the woman in Zils, the Luis of Abel in Zils on the woman, the hamps of Sheo, the Nasoki Pisau, behind the English Parashu Leo, the Stars Hakosim Vadas Hakosha, כאילו דיבורי פסור וציל צולרו. וכאילו זה לפורש המתם, בפני החמו שגבשת את השחק, ומתחכך הוא נעשה חמו צולרו בו, וכן תחתהו מפני המשק. ואם הוא יוכל מישכם, הויו חמו צולרו בו, לעשות עם מימון ליפה, וכאילו שעשות עם גרם שעיון יציל צולרו מחמו צי פוסק. All right. So, now, why does it have מתם? Explain the Mishnah exactly the way the Jews are doing it. So the Ritva says, because if Rabbi Tam felt that the Pshat couldn't be in the Mishnah as simple as that, Pirus of the Sovet Nehama, where the Schar by itself is Chamsom Ruba Mitzilso, and only with the Tzil of the Sovet it gives more shape and sunshine. So it's the opposite, like a Rashbam. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that? I mean, don't we know? I mean, don't we know without the Mishnah telling us that if he puts up evergreen, very little evergreen, that he or come, that it will not heal till tomorrow Mechamso. But then on top of it he puts a sheet, which is Chachos, and the Tzimtzum Mechamso is only supplied as a result of the combination of the evergreen, the coming, and the soul. So of course it's possible, Michael Marshall. So, some male on the time is before it, with the Achamosh and Yavishes is a Srach, and the Kacho Yavasis, and the Kacho is Maser Hamso the Rubo. In other words, that even in the case where the evergreen by itself, as long as it remains intact, so it will give more Tzeo to Chamo. But without the Zodin, so it will, in a short time, it will wither. And then it would be Chamsom of the Tzilsom. So only because of the Sodim, you have Tzilsom of Chamsom, that will last for the 7 days of Sukkot. So even in such a case, it's possible. That's a finish. But to say that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Schar by itself, even if it doesn't wither, and it's not blown away, will not give till some of the so it's possible unless it is combined with the Soviet. That's a little push. But it's the same kind of shot that the Jews are. Now, so let's discuss the Jews again. And Ramatam's shot is similar to the shot of the Jews again. Now, the question is, so I mentioned the Marshal and Marshal's brother. I mean, it's unusual for the Marshal, I mean, to mention a whole Chube correspondence, a Chube that he wrote, a letter that he wrote to his brother, and what the brother wrote to him. And so, the question is, now, here, the Chube Sagim said, that Pirus of our Sodim Neacham is possible. Why? Because the schar by itself without the sodim will not give tzimtzum merubah mechamso. Whether, according to Jews again, it will simply not give tzimtzum merubah mechamso, or according to Rabbi Tam, it will give, but it will not last very long. So again, in final analysis, it means without the sodim, we will not have tzimtzum merubah mechamso for 7 days, because it will wither, it will blow away. So the mele, in final analysis, so the schar by itself without the sodim will give chamsom merubah mitzilso, not tzimtzum merubah mechamso. And only with the tzil of the sodim it will give
tilts them over the house. That's his possible. But suppose the schar by itself, without the sun, will give tilts of over the house that will last for the 7 days of Sukkot. So then it is kosher, even though he's pilis over the sodim, even though the sodim by itself can also protect him against sunshine, will give tilts of over the house. This is what Jesus is saying. Both Jewish Hagani and Ramutah. It's a simple pshat. In other words, that it is possible only because the schar by itself does not give tilts of over the house. So that, but only with the tilts of the sun. But if the schar by itself will give tilts of over the house, then it will be kosher, even though the sun by itself gives tilts of over the house. This is what Jesus is saying here, and that seems to be in conflict with Tesis of Testament Bates. The Tesis, Hokum Itzarus, Rachposo, Vazis, Rachposha, Vipishoyu of the Huber, Ubin on the Gotolish, Dumye Duxelas here in the Yeke, Vimasuko Shetahasilo, Misuchas Koro, Shetil some room on the Hamso, Lab Mistabio Shetiposse, Mishum Tils Rachposo, keeping the Rim, Shacklessly, the Postle, Akabe Tils on the Rubo, Elokishe Tils on the Rubo, Elamahmas Apostle. Behold, when Mishane, he gained the lab, so, Tilson Rubo, lab apostle Tilson Rubo, Mishane came by remembering it. Dash the name of Mishane Bishachotom, composed by remembering it. So, in other words, Tetzes here that Yul is referring to the Tetzes that Tesson invades. And Tetzes is the same principle. But the Mashal raises the question, there is a stile between the Tetzes that Yul and Tetzes that Tess. Even though Tetzes refers you, Tetzes that Yul, refers you to the teacher that is, but there is a still, because here teaches that you teaches says, being according to the Jewish again, being according to Rabbi Tam, that when the spirit is over a sudden possible, only when the sudden, or only when the schar by itself within the sudden, does not give to some of the chamsa. But if the schar by itself within the sudden, or above the sudden, it doesn't make any difference. So, we'll give till some of the Chamso, so then it will be kosher, even though the Sodim by itself gives till some of the Chamso. But, Teitzves here says that if the Schach kosher by itself gives till some of the Chamso, the Yimon gives Chamso the Ruba Mitzilso, then it will not involve the soul of the Tzayev Schach Kosher by the Schach Kosher. The Yimon has the Kashim. Well, the Chamso the Ruba Mitzilso by Habe, Hokam Mitzdarev Schach Kosher by the Schach Kosher. Hokam Mitzdarev Schach Kosher by the Schach Kosher. So the Yimon has reference to a case, as Hobbes says, where the Yimon by itself is Chamso the Ruba Mitzilso. So if the Yimon by itself is Chamso the Ruba Mitzilso, and the Schach by itself is also Chamso the Ruba Mitzilso, but the Schach together with the Yimon gives Silson Ruba Chamso, then the Yimon's question is it should still be possible because it's Mitzahim. But if the Schach by itself would give Silson Ruba Chamso without being combined with the Yimon, the branches of the Yimon. So, and the branches of the Yom by themselves give Chamso and Ruba Mitzilso, then it will be kosher. But if the Schar by itself, the Tetzes, points out in that Testament base, if the Schar by itself, beneath the Yom, will give Tzilso and Ruba Mitzilso, and the Yom by itself will also give Tzilso and Ruba Mitzilso, then it will be possible. Because this is what Rabbi said. Omar Rabbi Eloi Shomer Bimu Shetzilso and Ruba Mitzilso, Abel Chamso and Ruba Mitzilso, so is kosher. So then the Gemara has the kashi. So even though the chamso is meruba mitzil, the yom is chamso meruba mitzil. So, but since the schar also chamso meruba mitzil, so without yom, it should be possible. The implication being that if the schar by itself would be tzilso meruba chamso, and the yom by itself would be chamso meruba mitzil, so then it would be kosher. But not if the schar by itself would be tzilso meruba chamso, and the yom by itself would also be tzilso meruba chamso. Then it would be possible. And here Jesus is saying, that if the schar by itself would give tzilts on the Ruba Chamso, even though the sodim by itself would also give tzilts on the Ruba Chamso, it would still be kosher. So there is a stira. So that's the stira between the Tesis that Yud and the Tesis that is. So the Mashos brother The Marshal's brother, it seems, did the clarets. He said as follows. Here, the Mishnah is dealing with the case where he put the sodin, on top of the sach, or just beneath the sach. So there was no atrod, there was no empty space between the sodin and the sach. So the male sees there was no atrod, so the psul of sukas, the wisukat hasukah, the wisukat hasbalis, the wisukat hasilon doesn't apply. Because in order that the psul of sukat hasukah, the psul of sukat hasilon, or sukat hasbalis should apply, so there has to be atrod according to Rabbi. According to Rachid and Rabbi Baba Rune, according to Shmuel, most of the Shemin passed by Shmuel. Only if there is a Flogia Feltro. So the Mashor's brother assumed, and the Mashor agreed with him at that point, that insofar, insofar as the Psul of Sukkot HaHasilon is concerned, which is deduced from the same person from which we deduce Sukkot HaHasukkot, as far as the psul of Sukkot HaHasilon per se, as such, is concerned, so when does it apply? Only when there is a flog. Either a flog, or according to Shmuel, a flog, but if there is no a flog, if one is placed, let's say the sodding is not removed from the sach, it's placed on top of the sach, or just beneath the sach, there is not a flog even of one tefach. So maybe we cannot consider the psul of Sukkot HaHasilon. So you only have to consider the psul of Sukkot, of Mitzari, of Sach Posel, of Bad Sach Posel. So the Mele, Teisa says, this is the Mashor's brother's status. It seems to be a very good status. So the Mashor's brother says, since the Mishnah deals where there is no Aplogia between the Sach Posel and the Sodi is placed directly on top of, or directly beneath of, this hachosheya. So the psul of Sukkot HaHasilon that is deduced from a sukkas has no application. So what kind of psul could apply here? Only the psul of Mitzarev Sachposel. So Teisha says, when can we apply the psul of Sachposel, Mitzarev Sachposel, Sachosheya? Only when this hachosheya by itself is not sufficient to be psul of the world comes. But if this hachosheya by itself gives, is sufficient to supply tzils of Urum Hamso, so then there couldn't be any psul of Mitzayim Shachosu Ban Shachosha, even if the sodin by itself is sufficient to give tzils of Urum Hamso. Mashayim Kino Leveya Hois is Sukkosit HaHasilon. So usually the branches of Rimon are very tall. The branches of Rimon. So the Mele, they are the Gimore, the Mishne, the Gimore, the Tez, the Mishnah, the Gemara Daftes, a reference to the case where you put up the Schach and the Sukkah, let's say, more than 10 tefachim beneath the branches of the tree. More than 10. So, Meile Tisve says, Daftes on the base, that when does the Gemara say, Hokmitzah, Schach, Osman, Schach, Osher, only the case when the Schach by itself does not supply Tzils on the Lord Hamso, but Hamso on the Tzils. So then, and the Yilom by itself supplies only Hamsa Mugu Mitzilso, so then it is kosher. But if the Schar by itself, beneath the Yilom, which is more than 10 tochim above the Schar, if the Schar by itself, beneath the Yilom, will give Hamsa Mugu Mitzilso, and the Yilom by itself will be Hamsa, but if the Schar beneath the Yilom will give Tzilso Mugu Mitzilso, and the Yilom by itself, will give Chamso Mehuba Mitzilso, then it is kosher. But if the Schar by itself will give Tzilso Mehuba Mechamso, and the Yilom by itself will also give Tzilso Mehuba Mechamso, so true, it will not be possible on the score of Mitzarev Schar Posel and Schar Posel, because we don't need the tzeil of the Yilom. The Schar by itself is sufficient to give tzeil. But since the Yilom also supplies Tzilso Mulechamso, and it's more than 10 tefachim above the Sach, So that's what the apostle underscore of Jesus Christ has evil. Ashamed here, we cannot apply the truth of Jesus Christ has evil. This is what the Mashos Bar said. That's his very good time. But the Mashos doesn't like it, because when the Mishneh and the Gemara talk of the pieces, because that has evil, so they have referenced all kinds of situations, all kinds of cases. Sometimes the branches of the tree are very moved from the sack, and sometimes the branch of the tree is just above the sack. Does not allow flogging of 10 flogging, does not allow flogging of 4 flogging, and sometimes it doesn't even have a flogging of 1 10 back. So, and still, according to Tainsus, that test on the base, according to Tainsus, that test on the base, so the Gemara is saying that the Hamsom Ruba Mitzilsa, even if the Iron by itself is Hamsom Ruba Mitzilsa, so why is it kosher the Sukkah Tachas Iron? Even, but the Sukkah Tachas Iron in the Sach, of that is on the Sukkah, is Hakosha, is also Hamsom Ruba Mitzilsa. And it will only supply Tzilsom Ruba Hamsom with the Tzil from the Yom. So then, it should involve the Tzil of Hakosha and Hakosha. So this is saying that there's some base. But if the Shachta has a Yom, if the Shachta has a Yom, would give Tzilsom Ruba. If the Shachta has a Yom, would give Tzilsom Ruba Hamsom. Then it will be kosher, this is what this is saying. It will be kosher as long as the Elon by itself is Hamsom Ruba Mitzilsa. But if the Elon by itself will also give Tzilsom Ruba Hamsom, even though the Shah by itself will give Tzilsom Ruba Hamsom, and even though it will not be Muflek from the Shah, without the Atlog, it will still be possible. So it's the same thing at this stage. So the Mashor, with the Ferets, he mentions what the Ram says in the name of Rav Netam, that Rav Netam says that when we say, and the Ram mentions it explicitly in the name of Rav Netam, that when do we say that if it's Tzilsom Yeruba Mechamsa, if the Shal by itself is Tzilsom Yeruba Mechamsa, so then, it is kosher, even though the Elon or the Sabin is also Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, that it, even though the Sabin doesn't talk about this, the Elon, but it's the same thing, even though the Sabin is also Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, only in a case like in the case of the Mishneh, where the Suke was Kigmo, and then he spread out the Sabin. Mashalim came. If the sodin would be kidmo, let's say first he spread out the sodin, and then on top of the sodin, or beneath the sodin, he put up schach. So then it would be possible if the sodin by itself is still so overcomes. Some in Melech, there is no steer, because here the Mishneh, the Borei, the Aptes on the base, deal with the case of Oasis, because it has a Yilom. So in other words, what was bigger? The human was bigger. The tail of the supply that was supplied by the branches of the tree, that came first. So the melee, if the tail that supplied the branches of the tree came first, so then Tesis is saying that that's on the base, that even if the schach by itself gives Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, it will only be kosher if the Elon by itself gives Hamsom Ruba Mechamsa. But if the schach by itself will give Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, and the Elon will also give Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, and the Elon is given this way, so that it is possible. It is possible not on the basis of Oasis, because it has a Elon as such, but at the basis of the Tzarev Shachkosel by the Shachkosh. Masha'im came, Tetzis, that view has referenced the case where the Sukkah is Gidmo, and then came the Sodom. Some Melech says, that you say, the theme, that the only reason is why the Mishnah says it's possible is because the Schar by itself was not give Tutsa Bolin Chamsa. But if the Schar by itself will give Tutsa Bolin Chamsa, so then it will be kosher, even though the Zodin by itself will also give Tutsa Bolin Chamsa, in view of the fact that the Suke was kidding with Zodin. So this is how the Mashor answers the spirit between the cases of you and the cases of us. Now, if the Marshal had been the Chadish then by himself, and the Ram wouldn't say that the Shiva Samaritan, so then we would be much better the Marshal's one. But the fact is that the Ram says that in the name of Samaritan, so we see that the Marshal is right. And the only thing is, according to Marshal's Pshat, so what the Ram says, according to Samaritan, so we have to say, according to Jewish Adin. But the Pshat of the Jewish Adin and the Pshat of Samaritan, is a similar pshat. Alright, now, so anyway, but the Mashor concedes to the premise by the Mashor's brother that insofar as the psu of Oese Sukoseita Hasayim on a such is concerned, which is deduced from the Kosik of Basukas, which is the same kind of psu as Sukata Hasuko, as far as this suit of suits, Voisukata Hasimun is concerned, so just as the Gemara says, in regard to Sukata Hasuko, that without a flogging, so there is no psul of Sukata Hasuko, so in regard to the psul of Sukata Hasimun or Sukata Hasbais, without a flogging, there is no psul of Sukata Hasuko, without that. So the Mashor and the Mashor's brother agree on that. That there is no, that without our flogging, and we have to say that this is the Shita of Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan mentions in the name of Rabbanan. The Ram mentions in the name of Rabbanan that if the Suke is Kidmo, the Schach is Kidmo to the Sotu. The Schach is Kidmo to the Sotu. So then, it's kosher, as one gets the Schach. Is sufficient to give Tzutz of Ulam Chamsa, even though the Sodom by itself is also sufficient to give Tzutz of Ulam Chamsa. So then we don't apply the Psul of Nitzarim, Sachos, and Sachosher, but apart from the Psul of Nitzarim, Sachos, and Sachosher, since he puts a Sodom, what is a Sodom like a Bilo? So it should involve the Psul of Suketachas Bayis or Suketachas Simon, or Suketachas Suko. The answer is, Kabletam Shite is, in order to have the psu of Sukata Hasilon or Sukata Hasodi, which is the same thing, so there must be a flog. But if there is no flog, it's not two sukkahs. So what the Mashor and the Mashor's brother say is Mucha from the Shita of Kabletam, but the Ritva is right. The Ritva is right. So at the end of the paragraph, Kedish with Komet Mohammed Klau Tzur, Mishu Sukosha, Shetach Asayilo, the Avon Gav Ben Lois, and you are Sodi, have a Leilon Tzilz on the woman Chamso. So it's still it is possible. And he emphasizes, why is it possible? Not because of Mitzayim Sach Posse Gav Sach Posse, but because Mishu Sukosha Shetach Asayilo, which is deduced from the same Posse that we deduce Sukotach Asayilo. But the question is, but then we must have a flogge, one tefach, four tefachim, ten tefachim. And here, there is no flogge at all. He just spread out the sheep on top of the schach. The answer is, the ritvo is mechalik between suketach suko and suko and suketach suko. The balinito has a suko. The balinito has a suko. The balinito has a suko whether this din of a flogge Shmuel says 10 tefachim, Rav Chisdei Rabbi Rabbuna says 4 tefachim, Rabbuna said this, the Rit was Yossi's rabbi, not Avone, says, Wontebach, does that requirement of the Atlot reapply to Sukkot HaHasidim also? Or only to Sukkot HaHasidim? He has a son. He's not Machir. Why does he have a son? Why should we say that there is a difference? Well, there is a very good smaller to be Machir. In other words, when you put up one Schach, you leave the other Schach, and both Schoches are Schoches Sheres. So then, if there is no Atlot, so it's not Sukkot HaHasidim, it's one Schach, it's one thick piece of Schach. Is there a requirement that the Schach must be placed singly? I mean, you can put many pieces of Schach together. So you put one layer of Schach on top of that layer, you put another layer on top of that, another layer, you can put one Kane on top of that Kane, another Kane, and that Kane, a third Kane, a fourth Kane, so it's considered like one thick piece. So the melee, without that log, it's not Sukkot HaHasidim. It's Sukkot. You don't have two Sukkot. So according to Shmuel, even if there is Atloge, but if the Atloge is less than the Tvochim, it's considered like one Schach. And according to Rav Chisda and Rav Rabune, when is it considered one piece of Schach? On top of the other, one on top of the other, only if the Atloge is less than Tvochim. And according to Rabune, when is it considered like one piece of Schach on top of the other, if the Atloge is less than one? But even according to Shmuel, that we require a Atloge of 10 Tvochim, because if there is no real Atloge of 10 Tvochim, so then it's one Schach. That's only Shayer. When each Schach that he places, one at the lower level, one at the higher level, so he's kosher for Schach. But if one Schach is possible for Schach, so then the Schach possible and the Schach kosher cannot be considered as one thin piece of Schach. So the Schach kosher is one piece of Schach, and the Schach possible is another piece of Schach. So without that logic, it's two Schoches. If it's two Schoches, so anyway, the psul of Sukkot HaHasukkah, Sukkot HaHasidim applies. That's the reason as to why the Malito has a Sukkah. So, according to the Mashon, the Mashon's brother, and that is Muchach from the Rami, in the name of Rabbi Natan. So, it's Muchach that we don't say, that if we regard to Sukkot HaHasidim, so, if there is no Atloge, it's not considered to Sukkot. And the Ritva Shiki is not. If both Schoches are Schoches Kshiles, so without Atloge, it's considered one Schach. Only if there is Atloge, so it's two Schoches. But if one Schach is Schach Bosel, so without Atloge, even though one has counted with the other, it's considered two Schoches. If it's two Schoches, so maybe we apply the Psul of Sukkot HaHasidim. Alright, this is... Now let's go to the Baal Meir.
Rashi
is not so clear. What Tainsley says, the Rashi Shite is like Tainsley Shite that
no, I mean about it in a base chakras, because he says it. It's Yesh Mephorshim Shum base chakras, but you can't say that because of
the... Yeah, so then that this Rashi is reference to the case, Rashi is reference to the case where it is, where...
I mean, in the mission of something, he says you cannot say that it's possible because of base chakras, because then that's against the Rapisla.
Yeah.
Because you don't have double chakras, so he's also like the Rashi. And, but in other words, the Ritva himself, Beit HaMadala says, what's the
story? Yeah, all right.
The Ritva himself, interesting, says that it's not a Shem's Schach unless you're a Kalal of Yud. So that's Iwan Ba'i's
record.
The Ritva says the Mishnah, the Ritva himself here doesn't hold that.
Oh, but the way the Ritva says here.
Not like it.
Yeah, all right. The way the Ritva says here. So he's chilek on the shikha of the Mashon, Mashon's brother, which is really the shikha of Rabbah. Now let's see the Ramban.
The shikha that Ripa, you said, is chilek on the Mashon and his brother, and that being chilek on the Mashon and his brother is the shikha for Beinu Tam, or the shikha of Mashon and his brother is the shikha?
The shikha is like the Mashon and his brother. The Ramatam Shite is like Ramatam Kuzman. But the Ritva is here. Now, what Rashi Shite? Now, Rashi doesn't say, alright, in the Gemara Daftes, so Tesis says Rashi, that Rashi Shite is, when you even though Rashi doesn't spell it out explicitly, but this is how Tesis understands Rashi. Understands Rashi. That Rashi Shite is like Tesis Daftes, that when the Gemara has the Kashi, that when the Gemara says it, Bichin, Chamsom Ruben Mitzil, so even the Ilon is Chamsom Ruben Mitzil, so my Habe, who can start Sakos by Sakosha, because the Sakosha by itself also gives only Chamsom Ruben Mitzil, so. And only through the Tzikot, with the purchase of the tree, it will give Tzilsom Ruben Chamsom. So that's Rashi Shite. But Rashi Shite is, here Rashi doesn't say that when does the Mishnah say Pinus or Sodi, with the Achamu, it's possible. Only if the Schar by itself does not give Tzilsom Ruben Chamsom. Pashtus of Moshe of Rashi in the Mishnah is that Pinus or Sodi is possible even if the Schar by itself beneath the Sodi gives Tzilsom Ruben Chamsom. But Rashi Shiti is that where the Schar by itself gives Tzilsom Ruben Chamsom, then we cannot apply the aloche of Me'arif, Mitzarif, Sachkos, Bar Sachkosha. The answer is over there. Rashi is referenced to the case where the Schar by itself will give Tzilsom Ruben Mechamsom, and the Yilom by itself will give Chamsom Ruben Mechamsom. Mashiach came. But if the Schar by itself will give Tzilsom Ruben Mechamsom, and the Yilom by itself will also give Tzilsom Ruben Mechamsom, then the Psul of Mitzarev Schachosh Maschachosha will apply. That was the Kashi. So, and here too, the Sodim by itself, we also give Tzilsom Ruben Chamsom. That's the whole purpose of Isodim. Everybody knows that Isodim can give full protection against sunshine. So the main Rashi Shita is that when the Mishnah says Pibes or Isodim Yachamo, it's possible. So it's possible even though the Schar by itself gives Tzilsom Ruben Chamsom, on account of the fact that the Isodim by itself gives Tzilsom Ruben Chamsom. That's Rashi Shita. Alright, now, that's why the Psak by the Misha Feinstein, which is, might be true, that you can spread in it. So the people here in Chicago didn't understand what the Misha Feinstein had reference to, because it involved so many shittes, and it involves all the shittes of the Shem. So in the middle, they misunderstood it, and they used it in the wrong way. Because it's very complicated, this Indian is very complicated, because of the numerous shittes of the Shem. Now, one second, let me go over there. I want to go over, please turn to Balamaya. V'chechamso meruva mitzil semayah, v'chom istayiv s'chaposu v'hadis s'chaposu. Piresh, shemishoro sheheisiv mashu, s'chakosha, al suche yoyu, the branches of the tree, mitzalfu zela ze, v'nases v'en asuko tzilso meruva mechamso, v'tzilu suche yoyu, שאין שכח פוסט, ואף על פי שאין שפעה המותר, שכח כושר אין מיו, שהרי נאסס עסוקו כבר צלסו מרוב המחמס. ואיק מרפקו כדי שחופתו, כלי מה שחובה, עם פיועילו, how does Rashi explain? So far we saw two פשוט in חופתו. One פשט, in חופתו, in Rashi's פשט, אירוב ממש. So that it's not even either. They become intertwined. One with the other, that you cannot even, when you look at it, you cannot even demarcate the schach from the branches of the tree. That's what's chotvah. Then we saw the pshat of the Mordechai mentions, chotvah means that he placed the schach kosher on top of the schach kosher, without the old manish. Even though you can identify and demarcate, distinguish one from the other when you look at it. But if the schachosha is placed on the schachoso, so then that's hot. But the Balmoye and there are many other shame, we have another pshat of chotfon. We have another pshat of chotfon. That chotfon means that he cut up a substantial number of leaves from the branches. Chotfon, he knocked it off. Chvite means
Peter schreef het tegen. So whether it's in the Hadley's or the Chvotim, Chvotim is depending the blast. So when it's Chvotim, where he knocked off, he removed a substantial number of leaves from the Anokhi, from the Anokhi. So he says, oh, they can afford me to Chvotim. Kileima Shechoba Amphi Yilon, Achinosu Kolo, only me men. He goes out and takes the Michael and the Tzil and Shalim on cloud. The Nasir and Ibn came in with the Yatsme. The Mitzvah with Tzil Suke. But he will have his when he had him a mutter. The lawyer no one of the Ibn Shecham say in Ubu Mitzil say. Avon Tzilon, Avon Tzil say in Ubu Mitzil say. Avon Tishachokton, in Sikhich Tachto, post to the Havali Suke Shtarazima. The coach in Sikhich Hagam. The Rahmone Pastor, the Kasiba Suke Station, the Lord is Suke Tahasuke, the Lord is Suke Tahasilo, the Lord be coaching, Ilon Shetahasuke, the Sir Halgado of the Yoma, the Yuon, the Matam Nasuke, the Ruhamse in Ruba Mitzil say, in Hop the Achenos, or the Gola Dante, the Michal in the same day, in Hobo of Sakosha and Sakosha, behind the Nam Hitler, Sakifan, the Saklas, Besakis and Kilima, she equally sought after Sasuka, the Sikh Halgabo Sir, the Sikh of the Uber and Shiva, the King of Kishahoto, she raved a Sikh, Mivatil as a Yilo, at Yaki Kisil Yosir Assam, the Nigali, in Afashi Ishli, the Sasir, Kil Hosta. He dwelt then a new Hiddish in the Bamboy, in Afashi Ishli, the Sasir, Kil Hosta. He dwelt as a Gepe. There's a class. Then she goes to Al Gabi Asiho. Then she goes to Al Tlami Stachas Asiho. In Hoyo Hamsi Shalimon, the Atsme, the Hugo Mitzilso, in the Paceless Asike, the Alpha of Pishaloiho, the Imposem Shitzil of Sakos of Sakosha, she forgot him Akosha as Apostle. Abo, in Boyso Tilse, Shalimon, the Hugo Mahamse, in Divas as Akosha. We were a hip with Boyo Club, Benche Sikhe Halakabiyo, Benche Sikhe Tachto, the Havali Sukesh Tahasilon, the Rahmana Pasley, the Kochke, Ilon Shetahas, the Kochke, Ilon Shetahas. So, come and become clone, the Blamoyan nations. And it's very, very strange, superficial. When you go over it, it sounds very strange. But everything is the hazard. Now, I just want to mention, according to Rashi, so, in order to explain Balamoya, we have to keep in mind the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis on one end, and the Shita of Davi Esri, which they mention the name of the Rivo, and the Rivo and Davi Esri, and the Ran on the other. According to Rashi and Tesis, so when Gemara is the Kasha, the Chamson Ruba Mitzilso Layab, even if the Yom is Chamson Ruba Mitzilso, how does it make the Sukkot Sheva? But Mitzayus Chachos Bad Chachosha. So according to Rashi and Tesis, yes, the Gemara Skashe, the Makshe, the Gemara, has reference to the case where the Chachosha by itself gives only Chamson Ruba Mitzilso. And the Yom by itself also gives only Chamson Ruba Mitzilso. So the Gemara Skashe is, why is it Kosha? So the Gemara gives the Teretz, in this case, where the Tzchar by itself is Chamson Ruba Mitzilso, and the Yom by itself is also Chamson Ruba Mitzilso, but, so, and the Tzchar will only yield Tzilson Ruba Chamson together with the Tzilus of the branches of the tree, so then it will only be kosher with Chofto, but without Chvote, not. This is the Pshat by Rashi. By the Ribon, the Pshat, by the Ribon, and the Ezri, and the Ram. So when the Gemara has the Kasha, when the Gemara has the Kasha, the Chichamso Meruba Mitzilso, my Habe, for Kmitzayev Srach Posel, Bahabe Srach Kosher, Kmitzayev Srach Posel, Bahabe Srach Kosher, so the Gemara has reference to the case where the Srach by itself gives sufficient to give to the Meruba Mitzilso. But so the Gemara's question is, even though the Yilom is Chamson Ruba Mitzilso, but
and the Schar by itself is still some of the Mechamsel, but those pieces of Schar that happen to be just beneath the branch of the Ivor is Kiman Lesser. Because of what effect does it have? It doesn't hover, because this hovers over there too. So but if you remove those pieces of schach that happen to be beneath the branches of the tree, so the other pieces of schach will not give to the moment chamsol. So in many ways, those pieces of schach that happen to be beneath the branches of the tree are kemandelese. If they are kemandelese, so in many ways, so you just have the other pieces of schach that are not beneath the branches of the tree. So the other pieces of schach, exclusive of the pieces of schach that happen to be just beneath the branches of the tree. So, the other pieces of schach by themselves do not have chusamu mechamso. So, it should be possible. So, that's the pshite of the Rivo and the Ariezer and the Ram. So, what is their view? That a piece of schach, kosher, that is beneath schach kosher is kibandalas. So, now, right, according to the Balamoya, so, he has his own pshat in front. But when is chvotol effective? When is chvotol effective? Chvotol is only effective if the schar by itself, without the branches of the tree, gives him some human chamsa. And the branches of the tree by themselves give only chamsa meruba mitzils. Chamsa meruba mitzils. And give chamso meruba mitzils. And the branches of the tree, came before the schach of the sukkah. It's given ion lischach. It's given ion lischach. So then, without chvoton, so it's not kosher. Only with chvoton. the sar by itself gives silk some over the house. And the branches of the tree by themselves give half some the hubo mitzils. And the branches of the tree give half some hubo mitzils. And the sar by itself gives silk some over the house. And the sar was put out before the branches. Let's say the branches were against it. And first they put out the sar. And the sar was sufficient to give silk some over the house. And then the branches, then he pulled out the branches. He pulled out the branches and hovered it above the sach. The suke was kidmo to the hovering by the branches of the tree. So then, even without water, in view of the fact that the branches of the tree give chamsa mulumi tilso, and the sach by itself gives tilso mulumi chamsa without the tilso of the branches. So remember, without water, it would also pass. Now we have to understand. And what is water mean? When is water necessary? When the ilon was given to the sach. So then water is necessary. And what does water mean? Water means that he just knocked off a substantial number of leaves from the anophi. So remember that constitutes a yudas that is not interested in the tail that is supplied, that is cast by the branches. As we see, he is knocking off the leaves. So it is apparent that he is not interested. We have to understand all the Ishikas. It sounds so strange, but apparently the Balamoya agrees with the Svore of the Ariesri and the Rubo and the Rab, that is Schach Kosel, that is beneath that Schach Kosher, that is beneath Schach Kosel, is Kimandalism. In other words, if you have Schach Kosher here, but over it, you have Schach Kosel, so this piece of Schach that is beneath Schach Kosel is Kimandalism. That's the Svore of the Rubo, not the Svore of Rashi Tesis. The Balamoya agrees with that Svore. Just as many other shame agree with that Svara, because it's very reasonable. In other words, what does Tzchach mean? It hovers. But what kind of hovering is it? When it above it, there is Tzchach Kosel, there is a branch of it. So that's commandless. So commandless. But now the Rashi and Tzvah, they are really kind of Tzvah. But isn't it? Don't they have a strong argument? Of what effect is the Schach Kosher here, when above it you have a branch of it. Since the Schach beneath the branches is enough to give things a new Bechamso, so then we don't recognize the Schach above it. So the Schach above it is commandless. So in other words, the reverse says that the Schach Kosher beneath the branch is commandless. And Rashi Teisa say just that way. The Schach Kosel, since we don't need it, so the Mele, the Schach above is commandless. That's what Rashi did. So the Mikvah says it all depends. In other words, both together, if we recognize both pieces of Schach, so then we have to agree with the reward. If we recognize, unless we can say that the Schach above it is commandless, and that's really the Svore of Rashi and Tesis. So the Balamoya says it all depends what came first. If the Yilom came first, the usual case. So the Yilom comes first, and then he put up Schach beneath the Yilom. So then you cannot say the Yilom came first. The Yilom came first. I mean, today you cannot say the branch of the Yilom is commandless. Why commandless? Because after all, before you put up on the suke enough schach to give sufficient shade, so you had sufficient shade as a result of the tzil of the Yilom too. The Yilom by itself never gave sufficient shade, because the Yilom even now is chamsor mehuba mitzilso, supplies chamsor mehuba mitzilso. But let's say first you have Yilom above the suke, and you have no schach, and then you put a small piece of schach And then, when you didn't put up any schach, when you didn't put up any schach, the living one on top of the sukkah, so then there was not enough shade. It was chamtzum mitzvahs. Then you put up another piece of schach. So with that piece of, once you put up that piece of schach, so together with the yom, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, first he had a yom hovering above the sukkah, and no schach. Then at 9 o'clock in the morning, he put up one layer of schach beneath the bench of the yom. So this layer of schach, together with the bench of the yom, supplied tilsam of Chamsa. Then he put up more schach beneath the yom. So then, as a result of the schach kosher, there was already sufficient tilsam of Chamsa. But the first moment when the tilsam of Chamsa was concentrated, first there was no schach above the sukkah, and there was just a branch of a yom. So then there was more in the sukkah. There was more sunshine than shade. Then he put up a strip of schach. So then together, so the branch of Elon at that moment, the branch of Elon together with this strip of schach constituted tilsam of Chamsa. But this strip of schach by itself, then he put up another strip of schach. Then, so even without this, it was already tilsam of Chamsa. So this is what the Balamoya says. Pilesh, shemishor shehisi, v'chichamse yehuba mitzilse imai habe, hoko mitzayu schach kosa pada schach kosa. Pilesh, shemishor shehisi v'mashu schach kosa, al suche yoyua, mitzayu v'uzel v'ze, v'nasiz v'em, ha-suko tzilso mehuba mechamso, v'itzilu v'suke yoyua, shehim schach kosa, v'yapal pi shehisi v'acha mikem schach kosa, e'yu meyo, sh'arinasiz ha-suko kwa tzilso mehuba mechamso. So, at that moment, when, as long as he didn't put up any strip of schach, so there was no tilsam of Chamsa. So the branches of the tree by themselves supply more sunshine than shade. But then he put up one strip of schach beneath it. Then, there was tilsam of Chamsa. But at that moment, the tilsam of Chamsa took effect as a result of the combination of this plus this. So it's put this. Some melee, at that moment, you couldn't say that the tail supplied by the branches of the trees came out less. At that moment, it was very significant. Until you put up this strip of staff, so that was insignificant. Because it was Chamtzum Ulam Mitzilso. But let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he put up this strip of staff. And this strip of staff, together, with the branch of the tree above it, and yielded tilsam of Chamsa. So at that moment, the tzeil cast by the branch of the tree was of significance. Until you put up this strip, it was of no significance. You could disregard it. But the moment you put up a strip of schach, and together with the branch of the tree, so it yielded enough shade. At that moment, this strip of schach by itself did not yield enough shade. Only with the tzibuk of this. So Memele, at that moment, the tzeil that was cast by the branch of the tree together with this strip of schach was of great significance. So Memele, you cannot say Kimanda Lesser. You cannot negate it. You cannot say Kimanda Lesser. But only if later on, you put up other strips of schach, and to such an extent that without this, there would be tilsam of Chamsa, you still cannot negate the identity and the significance of this branch of schach, because at one moment, it combined with this strip of schach to yield enough shape. So in many ways, you cannot negate it anymore. Even though later on, you put up many more strips of schach to such an extent that without this, there will be no tilsam of Chamsa. But since at one moment, so this strip of schach, I mean this branch of the tree, was able to cast enough shade together with this, so in many ways, you cannot negate the identity and the existence of this same animal, even though later on you don't even need it. Because at one moment, it combined together with this Tzrach Kosher, it constituted enough tzeh. So maybe you cannot negate it unless he knocks off many of the leaves. So then there is an indication that he's not interested. He's not interested in the tzeh or in the shadow, in the shade cast by the branches of the tree. So then you can negate its existence. Once you negate it. So this is Kimandu Esse. This is Kimandu Esse. And here we have enough tzeh. Enough tzeh. So it's Russian. Now let's see it inside. Pirei shemisho sheisit mashu schach kosher. Al suri yoyo. Nistal kuzele shenasit benasukot zilson uren chamsu. Bitzilu psuchi yoyo. Sheim schach kosher. Ve'avo bi sheisit nacham tzein schach kosher. Ele meyo. Shari nasit asukot kwa zilson uren chamsu. Ve'ik merah kope. Bishachofto. Kilema shechobat anti yoyo. Ache noshu kolo olim imen. Vigo ba'adaiti lo nichalei bitzilu shoyo on klao. Because Chofton eliminates, disposes of the problem of Mitzarius Chachkos Batzachos. Now wait, because if it's Chofton, so then we say the branch of the tree is Himalayas. Because he indicated that he's not interested in the shade cast by the branch of the tree. But if the human by itself becomes Simson Lumachamso, so then it's the soul of Sukatarasuko. In other words, he's not like the Balamoya, he's not like Rav Netan, not like the Masho and the Masho's brother. They say that in regard to the psul of Sukkata Hasilon as such, that is deduced from the same posuk from which the psul of Sukkata Hasuko is deduced. So we require the same afloge, one tefa, both for him, ten for him. So the Ritva says no, the Balamoya agrees with the Ritva. You see, that's why he says, aber im Zilzim Uba Mechamse, aber wie sie Hoftov im Sicher Tachtov Zulo, da habe ich Suko, sie Tachtov Zulo, wie Kosh mir im Sicher Chalkabo, der Rachmone Poslo, ki der Sie, wie Suke Stetschu, wo ich Suke Tachtov Zulo, wo ich Suke Tachtov Zulo, wie Kosh mir im Sicher Tachtov Zulo, wie im Sicher Chalkabo, wie Oma bin Ivo mit Matma Zulo, wie Uba Mechamse im Uba mit Zilzim, im Hofte Yachinoscho, die kommen deitlich mit Michael mit dir heute. Im Robo und Obstrahl Koscher, so kann sich Schecho, weil in Vietnam, Hitler ist ein Geben, ist ein Glas, ist ein Kissen. Kleiner, die Hitler ist auch da, ist ein Zucker, wie sich mal gab und so. Wie immer, sich auch mit Ruben mehr in Schecho, weil die Kinder wie Schechofton, schen Riva sich auch mit Matel ist ein Jürgen, als die Jahre, die sie mit Josef ist auch. Wie Nirali, im Lacha, die Hitler ist ein Zichuch, die Ruchose, Hitler ist ein Gefehl, na nur ein, na, until now we discuss the case of Kide Milo Misuko. Now we start discussing the case of Kidbo Suko, Schach Suko Leo. We nearly, in Lacha, she is with a Sikh, Kil Hose, Hitler of Sagefe, the Sadalas, Benchi Hitler is of Gabi Asiko, Benchi Hitler is of Gabi Hatfanis, Takasiko. אם הוא יוחם שישום אילום בעצמא מרובו מצילוסי אין פייסלס עסוקו יעבור פי שום יחום ואין פה זה משום צילוס שכח פוסל ושכח כושר שכבו קידם הכושר עשה פוסל אבל אם הוא יסו צילוסי שלו אילום מרובו מחמוסי אין פי מסע שכח הכושר והוא יחיד כמו יוקרו why? Because of another פשור not because of מצער ושכח פוסל ושכח כושר but because of סוכת החסיר הנסות כי בין ששיחה חלקה באילון, בין ששיחה תחתו, נראה, דהבו לי, סוכה שתחת זילון, ברחנו לפס לי, בכל שתהיו שתחת הסוכו. But, he mentioned the case where there is contact. He mentioned two cases. One case is where the branch is placed on top of the schach. The other is where it's placed just beneath the schach. And there is contact between the two. According to Mashon, Mashon's brother, and Tamshite, the psul of Sukkah Tachasimu doesn't apply to such case. The answer is, the Balamoya agrees with the swallow of the Ritual, which is a very good swallow. that when do we require a flogging? Only when both schoches are schoches kochshevets. But when one schach is chachpochel, so then, even without a flogging, it's two schoches. Because you couldn't consider it as one aggregate, thick piece of schach. One is kosher, one is possible. Alright. He said. So, it's not strange at all. I mean, it has very good reasons why the Rabbi says, Vishomati Mishim Chachmi Adeya, Sheikh Shiro Al Bazu. We will never read the prayer. So, Shomati Mishim Chachmi Adeya, in other words, what do you say? Avo Yimonotin say, Shalom Yomi Uba Mecham say, Dimas Asracha Kosher, Vilo Yahid Boy Kulim. Why? Not because. So why did he say that all these things, all the ashaya, when the branches of the tree themselves do not yield tzilzum ul-chamso, but if the branches of the tree itself yield tzilzum ul-chamso, then in all circumstances it would be possible. Why would it be possible? Not on the score of mitzaros hakos b'tzachosher, but on the score of the extra psul of sukkas. In other words, in Malamoya Shiki is that even without that flogging, if it's Sukkotarasimon, so without that flogging, if there is content. So the psul of Sukkotarasimon is to Schoches, and the psul of Sukkotarasimon applies. So, but if we are going to assume, like the Shiki of the Marshal and Marshal's father, which is the Shiki of Hamletan, that there is no difference between Sukkotar HaSukkah and Sukkotar HaSimon. In both, there is a condition preceding to the psul that there has to be a flogging, and without a flogging, whether it's Tefach HaFlogging, Dalet Tefach HaFlogging, Tefach HaFlogging, but there has to be a flogging, so then the psul doesn't apply. So then we have to say that in the case where it's still some Yehud on the Chamsa and of the Schach, and this how by itself is still some old Hamsa, and it's Kitmo Suko Lishach. So then it should be Chekov, even if the Imon also is still some old Hamsa. That's the Sheet of Kamatah. So that's what he says. That he says, Vishomati Mishim Chachme Adeir, Sheikh Shiro Al Bazu. Who is Chachme Adeir? Now I don't know who he's referring to, but according to Kamatah, it would be that way. It would be that way. Because if it's Kitmo, because Abraham is Machshir, even in the case of, even in the case where the Yimon by itself is still so old, as long as the Ram mentioned the name of Abraham, this is the source for the Mashor and the Mashor's brother. So that way, so he is Machshir, even if the Yimon by itself is also still so old, he's also still so old, so he's Machshir. But the Balamoy passes it in the Yimon by itself to Kamso on the score of Sukkot HaRasimon. But on the time sheet is like the Bashar and Bashar's brother, that in order to have the psul of Sukkot HaRasimon, there has to be a flogging, and here there is no flogging. So that's the sheet of the Chachmei Adeir. So he said, Ruinirli, Vishomati Mishim Chachmei Adeir, Sheikh Shiva al Bazu, Ruinirli the Rey, the time of the price of the Sukkot Stachel, the way the Sukkot Shitachas Asukkot. So we should mention the case where it's Kitmo, Hatachteno, Lelieno, Veho, Vadelitz, Leturnashino, Elashmamino, Sukkot. So that's no kasha. Because when Rabbi Yirmiyeh tells us all these things, so Rabbi Yirmiyeh tells us on the basis of the psul of Sukkot HaSukkot. Sukkot HaSukkot. So in Mele, if it's on the basis of Sukkot HaSukkot, so according to Rabbi Tam, it's only Shad. I mean, when Sukkot HaSukkot, according to everybody. So when both Schoches, after all, Rabbi Yirmiyeh, he mentions a case where the Yeno, the Schachelino, is a man of the Chol. But he discusses the Psul of Sukkah Tachasukkah. So, the Psul of Sukkah Tachasukkah, so there we have a requirement of a Chol. So, in other words, Rabbi Yirmi has reference to the case where there is the proper Chol, whether it's one Tepah, or four Tvachim, or ten Tvachim, every Mazoma, according to Yeshiva. So in any way, so he doesn't mention the case where the sukkah is kidmo, the sukkah tachtino kidmo, because sukkah tachtino kidmo is only shayer when we have to consider the problem of mitzvahs rachos malas rachos, not the problem of sukkah tachasino as such. So then there is a difference. So the question is now, if there is rachos lebo, the schachosher, so then the schachosher should be given the lesson. So, but maybe sometimes the schachosher is given the lesson. So then it makes a difference. What came first? If Bion came first, so then we cannot say that the schachosher is given the lesson. It came first, but if the suki came first, and then came the sichut, the hovering by Bion, so then we say that if the suki is kidmo, so we say the schachabob is given the lesson. But that's only in connection with the problem of Mitzarev Shachos Mal Shachosha. The Yomi is not discussing it from the point of view of Mitzarev Shachos Mal Shachosha. Because the Yomi and the whole discusses the case where both Choches as Choches Keres. He is discussing it from the point of view of Basukas, Veloisuka Shachasuko. So the Mele cannot distinguish. So he has reference to the case where there is the Papa Akhode. If there is the Papa Akhode, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's Kidmo Imo Misuke or Kidmo Suke Imo. I mean, it's in the Lapoche, I mean, it's in Kali and the Molamoya that he has that Kasha and Rabetan. It's a big fellow. He said, Ella, Shmamino, Suke Sparazimo, Suke Sparazuko, but I saw the thing because of him too. Behold, it now appears on the Sodom, the Akam, and Sumo, Stamshan, Behold, Suke Shmeo, and the Shitsu, the Rumah Hamso. Like who can be permission So he says, no, chvoton means knocking off the home. All right, that's his assumption. Now,
so therefore, that can be intertwined, it can be
one second. Now, I don't have the time now to go over the writing and the writing. Now, but in order to understand that so is arrived under the Amoria, you have to go over on the first gap in the Rim. Not the first, the second gap. So there is an Amoria, and that base in the Rim of Dawa. He says, the old may Malorisha, how my history may be given Kemo, Shmuel Zushon Rabiyomi, the Tzrichotalmi. We have all got the Amrina will be more appreciated for a sick of the Mitzvah Tzrichet. Lashin the Lampinon, Hokam is down Sapo was Sakosha, Bishasha my own home. We wish it was Musi Mahmoud Sapsi, and on Mahmoud Kabusi, but we make us have possible high down. In other words, so the Malamoya Shite is like Amrita. You know, we have the two girls in the more of Kabiyoni. So we have two girls, according to Rashi's and Tinsu's girls, so Sakhul my own home has the same being as Sakhpos. And the psul of mitzaros chachos of alas chachos applies according to the tams we have said pomim she shetachtim pshirim olayim psulo. So when do we apply the din of mitzaros chachos of alas chachos if the schach psul has an intrinsic psul, but if the psul is not an intrinsic psul, it's only possible machmas that we say, and if you lower it, so then it's not possible, so then you can be mitzaros it with the lower stuff that is matam. So the Malamoya Shita is like Amitam, and the Raibet Shita is like Rashi. So then you'll have, in order to understand this Achsovis Raibet and this Malamoya, you'll have to go over this Malamoya and that place, and Aleph, who is Aleph in the Raibet? Shmuel Zushor Rabiyam. So then Then, when you go over, so it's either can be for a year. You're very good to understand. Now, this highlight here, he's so sharp. He speaks out so sharply against Lamoya. He says about him that Yeshua of all Godo, Shehu, in other words, Lamoya, may one go in free out of Gosh. He was never successful with his Gosh. That's what he says, the highlight. But that Lamoya makes good sense. Alright, right, it's highlight. It's highlight. The highlight is a right to be highlight. But it makes good sense. What the Lamoya says. Alright, so you go over the Lamoya on the base with Asok is arrived on the Lamoya on the base, and then the Asok is arrived here, and you go over the Rambam.
Okay. The Rambam
in Yom HaZokok, and the Gemore of Chvoto. And the Yosha Mishnah, the Rambam Yosha Mishnah.
Sukkah Shir Mem Chaf Hei Teves Hei Tov Shem Mem Alef, January 1st, 1981, on Thursday.
So the Rebbe is massive, the whole memory of the Rebbe. It's written down, there are many important halachas contained in this memory of the Rebbe. The upper God, the Amun Halom Gmore Kshike, some of you could say that's why the Rebbe does not mention it, because it's in our project. Vasik le Mitzrach Tzrich HaLashinon, Lamrinon, Hokom Mitzdari Yishach Kosel Vare Yishach Kosher. This is so in words, and the Balamoya here agrees in the sheet of Hametan and the gears of Hametan. In other words, the Gemara says, "Tachten Yishev of the name of Tzuro Yisrael, Malu Teimer," and he is there as according to him, "Tachten Yishev of the name of Tzuro." Tachten Yishev of the name of Tzuro in Yisrael, so as reference to the case where the only the Tachteno is there, but the Yeno is. He's a violent call. And still it is chaos. Even though, according to Ramtam's years, even though we need the Yeno in order to establish, in order to supply until some of the comes. But when we apply the two of Mitzarov Staff Kosovaris Kosher, that is it has an intrinsic tool. But here, the Yeno does not have any intrinsic tool. It's only Machmas Gabus. And when it's lower, so it's Jacob. So then you can be Mitzaru. Schach Kosel Bar Schach Kosher, and that is in accordance with the second motion and Maskona of Gimor and Eren, that if Mitzoso Teichot and Mitzoso Mayim Lechot, it's Jacob. So this is what he said. Do I mean, it has no intrinsic soul. So in other words, so the Mamoya Shiki is like Hamletan, that when the Tachteno is Lumatamcha, and the Yeno is Lumatamcha, and the Tachteno by itself does not supply to some of the Kamsa. But the Tachteno supplies Silt and Rum and Chamsa together with the Sichuch of the Yeno, it's still chill. It's still chill. And that is in accordance with the Maskone of the Gemara in Eretz. And the Glamoye and Rametam Don't explain, don't apply the Gemara to a case where the Mitzvah of Bisechot by itself can supply Tzitzit and Lomachamso. But without the top layer, that is Lomachot, so then the wind will blow it away. No, the Lomachot, as well as Hamatan, they apply the Gemara layer to the case where the lower layer, that is Bisechot, that is the matter of the whole by itself does not supply Tzitzit and Lomachamso, but only together, when combined with the upper layer that is Maya Mechor, still it is good. And we don't say Mitzarish Chapot L'Atzachosher because it has no intrinsic truth. So the truth is only Machmas Gavush. So where is it possible? It's possible only if the whole thing is the Maya Mechor. But as long as the Mitzas is Teichor, so it's already kosher. So being according to Rabbistam, being according to Rabzeirastam, being according to Rabbistam, even according to us. So this is the Bahamas. Then the Bahamas starts discussing something else that is not relevant to us. Alright, there's the moment. Now let's see the right. Now the right, as he called the washing of the right, there is no rishi that whose washing is as difficult and obscure as the washing of the right. Then next to the Raivet, I think that the Ramban comes. But the Lashon of the Raivet is the most obscure of all the Rishim. I don't know, sometimes I think that some words are missing. That's what I think. But anyway, Shmuel is also the Biyomit. The Ashbiron to Ambiron, for to Mitzayev, Schachkoshel, Bahad, Schachkoshel. Omar Abro, Loit Moishein Ozeh, Shemoisho Elbeinu, Rimayon, Bechok. We have a piece of Hamso Meruba Mitzilso, Hatachtel of Sur, Hoy Mediation as Kaha Lutre de la Tach, who praises, Lloyd Mushetem Shimoiso and Yellow Mayoko, we have a piece of Hamso Meruba Mitzilso, Hatachtel of Sur, Hoy Mediation as Kaha Lutre de la Tach, who praises your Mashitach, the Mitzo Shimitzilso Meruba Mitzilso, Miskakosh, ובין החמו והשרח פוסו, פסוטי זור ובפסור, ואין דעש לך, ואין דעש לך. ואילו בגפן בדבר הסוף המצטרם, שרח פוסו נשאמים על כשחופתות, כראים מה, שאילו לסעק אלוהים יחסו פה בכל יחד אלה, כאילו ביחד מחברים, וכאילו שהשרח פוסו נראו בו, ביטל את הפוסו, אבל מי כאגיר זה כך, מה יותר, למה את, it's not the Gilsa that the Balmoyer has the Gilsa of Amrita. So he says, it's not like that. Elikha Gilsa like Hashem's Gilsa. Elikha Gilsa ka. Maori Taylor Litzea. Yuma Mitzari Kalema. We see the Gilsa. According to Hashem's Gilsa. So when the Gemara says, Tachtel of Shevo Bergeno, Tachtel of Shevo Bergeno, Suo, Israel. So, the Gemara has reference to the case. The Gemara has reference to the case. Now watch. Oh, Tachtel of Shema Yedem Tzua Yitzchel. Mal Yitem, Nigzah Adilma Mitztarev Shach Posel Bahad Shach Posel. Come Ash. So Rashi explains it. Tachtel of Shema Yedem Tzua Yitzchel. Mal Yitem, Nigzah and the Rashi here says, we can't get our bayah to see Chesre. We can't get our bayah to see Chesre. So, Tachtel of Shema Yedem Tzilo, because you Tachtel of Tzilso Mubo Mechamso, and you know Chamso Mubo Mitzilso, and both are kind of to see Chesre. Because if the Yeno would be kind of If the Elena would be kind of minus, then the Tachtel would certainly be forced by contrast. But, we kind of have a minus. My retainer lives there. We need to Tachtel. So why should there be a Saldenaito that Tachtel should be possible? Why should there be a Saldenaito? My retainer lives there. We need to Tachtel. We should see the kind of Elena. We might know. We must have a title in the Hasha Tachtel. We should see the soul in Kosha. ומדחותר אלי, חמצו מרובו, סובה כמאן לסו, ולפוס מתחתנו, כמה שלו ויעזבירים הורתו. So, according to Rashi, the way I mean this is, and his name is Ashi. So the Gemara has reference to the case where the both the Tachteino and the Leino are Teichot, and the Tachteino is sealed on the Rub on the Chamso together with the Leino, not by itself, together with the Leino, otherwise there would be a stira between the Rashi. So according to Rashi, the Gemara has reference to the case where the Tachteino and the Leino are both the Seichot, and the Tachteino is sealed on the Rub on the Chamso. It means together with the Leino. But by itself, it's Hamsun over Mitzilson. But together with the Leino, it's Hamsun over Hamsun. And the Leino is Hamsun over Mitzilson. So of course the Leino is sure because there is no tail. But the Tachteino is Cheo. And the Chidashi, the Tachteino is Cheo. Why should we say that the Tachteino should also be sure? After all, it has two scholars. But it's two layers of Schach. And it gets the shape from the upper layer of Schach too. So how could there be something? I thought that is possible. The answer is, I would say, because of the sale. In this case, and its merit, there is no reason as to why the Tachteino should be psuah. But we could argue that the Rabbanim should be psuah because Lizel means the Tachteino, the Shemzim, the Kamel, the Eno, the Mayo, the Mosika, the Taito, the Mechash, the Tachteino, the Shemzim, the Psuah, in Kosher. So in this case it's kosher because the Leino is also remarkable. But maybe we should pass it Tachteino, because if we are the Tachteino in this case where the Leino is remarkable, and sometimes there is a chutasara difference between remarkable and remarkable, so sometimes the person will say, just as in this case, the Tachteino is Sheho, but in this case, it happened to be a Mashu, the Matamcho. So there, in another case, were to be a little higher than the Leino. So you also the Mashu, and then it will be true. Why will it be true there? Because then we'll have to be inside. Since the Tachteino does not have enough Schach to supply food from the Muhammad by itself. So we have to resort to the Tzilu of the Leino. And if the Leino is a man of the Chok, so then we could be Tzani, because Rashi is really kind of a Tamshi. Anyway, so this is Rashi's hearsay. What Rashi's pshat is that it is Sheho, even in the case where the Tachteino is Sheho, even in the case where the Schach of the Tachteino by itself does not yield in Tzimtzum Rul Mechamso, but only Al Bitzil with the Leino. Well, only Al Bitzil with the Leino. The Raimed has Rashi's Yosef, and it's a similar Pshat, but there is one difference between Rashi and Raimed. Whereas according to Rashi, so the Gemara is saying that the Tachteino is Sheho, even though the Schach of the Tachteino is Sheho, even though the Tachteino by itself does not yield Tzitzel of Chamso, but only in the Tzilu of the Leino. So it is Sheho as long as the Leino is Sheho. The Haile Chitin is not. The Haile, because the Haile agrees with the movements of the Avita before the Avita is in the Rav. That when you have Ischach Kosher, believe Ischach Kosher. So when you have Ischach Kosher, believe Ischach Kosher. So then, the Ischach Kosher, the belief, the Ischach Kosher is given the rest. Is given the rest. So he says, in the case, because according to Rashi, if, let's say, the Tachteino, the Ischach of the Tachteino, by itself, without the tzilut of the Leino, would give tzilut on the Rav Mechamso. So then, the Tachteino would be Sheho, even if the Leino would be Ramayot. Mashiach, according to the Raive, if the Tachteino, so he says, now we look at the Raive, of course, the Raive. He says, I'll leave now, give us a cat. Now we take it, Lisa. You will be sorry. Kelima, the Zimni, the Hadis Ach Elie, the Hadis Ach Elie, the Kommissar of Schafos, you should be in the Stadt, the Leno with Ivy, come Ashton and Lugosu, the Zeoik, in other words, even in the case where the Tachrino by itself gives you some of the Hamsa. You took the Hamsa. So the Rabbi Yomi is saying that it's only kosher if the Yeno, which is Hamsa Luba Mitzilso, is Teho. But if the Yeno, which is Hamsa Luba Mitzilso, everything is with the Buse. If the Yeno, that is Hamsa Luba Mitzilso, is Lamayim Lecho, even though the Tachteno by itself gives Tzilzam of the Chamsa, without recourse to the Tzilu of the Yeno, so the Tachteno is still the Tzilu. That's against Rashi. Because Rashi, the way he says, understands Rashi, Rashi rejects the Lomdes. Rashi rejects the Lomdes of the Reboa, the Ezri, in Ram, that any Schachkosha, that is beneath Schachkosha, is him under us. Rashi rejects it. But the Rambam agrees with that story. So the Mele, the Rabbi Yomi is saying, Pogim she tachteno pshecho ve yeno psulo. So, in the case where the tachteno by itself gives silso mehuba mechamsa. Tachteno by itself gives silso mehuba mechamsa. And silso mehuba mechamsa without the tzirub of the yeno. And the yeno by itself, the yeno by itself is Hamsa Merubo Mitzilsa. So it is only kosher that the Babiyami says the Tachteno is Ksheiro, even though by itself it is Zilta Merubo Hamsa. So it's only Ksheiro if the yeno is Techo, but if the yeno would be Lemayimcho. So the yeno is Hachoso, if it's Lemayimcho. So the yeno is Hachoso, so then Tachteno would also be possible, in spite of the fact that the Tachteno by itself is Zilta Merubo Hamsa. Why would it be possible? Because that portion of Tzkach of the Tachteno that is just beneath the Yeno, which is Lamayim Mechol, and which is by itself Hapsom Rumi Tzilso, the Yeno, so it's Yiman Lesa. So the portion of Tzkach of the Tachteno that is beneath the Yeno, that's Lamayim Mechol, is Yiman Lesa. This is the Rabbi.
How about Elan?
What is it?
How about Elan if it's an El Yona, but it's not Lamayim Mechol? So how can it be considered not the Scots?
I mean, Elon, what difference does it make in regard to Elon, whether it's a matter of hope or a mayor?
Because you say, Sukhalamala Sukhas.
Please, let me explain it. In regard to Scots, there is no intrinsic, so intrinsically it's perfect Scots. And the only flaw with that Scots is because it's a mayor of hope. So then it makes a difference whether it's a mayor of hope or a matter of hope.